When I think about the very, very beginning of wanting to devote my life to action or movement, from the time I was perhaps 3 years old, I was very interested in what I noticed in the world in terms of movement. And I was compelled by things that behaved in an eccentric way, like rats and snakes. The way they moved was scary, I ascertained, because it was so unpredictable. They would, or even, a fly in a mason jar would not be a smooth mover. And I thought that I always wanted to figure out how the human body, you know, given Newton's laws, could move in an erratic way, based on the fact that you can't just immediately, for instance, change directions. Acceleration on the human body has to be gradual. There are certain machines that seem to go immediately, like a high-speed winch, reach speeds so fast that, in fact, it's dangerous for the brain when the turning radius going that fast is too short. I was always interested in thinking that perhaps the human body and the drama of action, when you had to present it on stage in an artificial condition, could be in those dangerous moments, those rapid-fire moments, and perhaps that the episodic notion of action rather than the graceful notion, the abruptness of action, was not a durational idea, that perhaps a move could be an isolated idea and last only half a second and be only about one thing, one subject, such as falling. My search in the world of motion,
when I think about,
has
the,
been for
the very, very beginning
what
of
a real move
to
might be.
Devote my life to action or movement.
I've
from the time
wondered
I was
about that for
3 years old,
a number of decades.
I was very interested in what I noticed
and
in the world in terms
the
of
perception
movement.
Of action.
And I
when you notice it, usually isn't
that
slow
that
and lugubrious, at least from my eyes out into
rats
the world.
And snakes. The way they moved was scary.
I believe that a real move is
so
where the content of action might reside, the content of movement,
not
the meaning, the content. For me, meaning is assigned by outside eyes. But what is the nature of action or motion or dance? What can movement do that no other field can do, no other discipline can do? What message can it provide or provoke from those who are watching, those witnesses who are not moving, not participating in the motion that's occurring that they happen to be perceiving? And I keep collecting information, and I still am not sure what is a real move. I know a couple things. For instance, one, a real move, if you try and stop a real move, you will get hurt. And two, once you decide to enact a real move, whatever that might
be,
you can't then arbitrarily make a decision to change your mind about doing that move until it is complete.
Rather than the graceful notion, the abruptness of action was not a durational idea, that perhaps a move could be an isolated idea and last only half a second and be only about one thing, one subject, such as falling.
A methodology for motion.
My search,
I wanted
in the
to
world of
develop
motion,
one.
Think about
a set of rubrics that other fields have, such as mathematics or philosophy, and to try and
wondered about that,
analyze how do you craft a question that if you go into the studio in a heuristic manner, purely trial and error, and promise that you've asked a question that you do not know, nor do you expect what the answer for it might be, you might come up with some true material that is not something that occurred to you before you posed that question.
The meaning, the content. And for me, meaning is assigned.
I thought outside eyes that it might be
what is
that
meaning, given nature
for
of
the
action,
mathematicians
or dance,
who invented
what
Pythagoras, the Pythagorean
no other field can do,
theorem,
no other discipline can do, what
a squared plus b squared equals c squared, for instance.
On the human front, those who are
that is true, fundamentally true for all right triangles. When I learned that a number of years ago, I thought, how beautiful! Can I think of something that's true for all circumstances of motion? And when perhaps the uninitiated might witness it,
a real move.
I know, they would just be things. Shocked and moved and elated because that motion,
stop a real move,
whatever amalgam of moments or actions or discoveries I might make,
whatever that might be,
would just strike them because they're human as being true.
To change your mind about doing that move until it is complete. Action rather than the graceful notion, the abruptness of action. Was not a durational idea, that perhaps a move could be an isolated idea and last only half a second and be only about one thing, one subject, such as falling. Dology.
Everything
motion.
That seems to have to do with action
to
or movement or dance in my world seems to be invisible.
That other fields have, such as mathematics.
And I've contemplated that just by myself or on a piece of paper. And wondering how do you bring
craft a question
up to an experience,
that if you,
perhaps a phenomenological experience, not a linear one.
Heuristic manner,
all of the assets that go into making a move,
that you've asked a question,
time, space,
know, nor
motion, forces.
You
can't tabulate them, you can't touch them.
The
second you try and think about them, they're gone, but you can feel them.
Before
you can sense them.
That question.
And the idea of the occupation of space is sometimes in my mind a drone-like habit. I walk into a room and I think, well, I can access this space. Here I am. I can prove it. But the complexity of space, for instance, a scientist, Lisa Randall, once said, if you really want to start to just raise the complexity of space, get a notebook and start to memorize knots. And I have a colleague, Philippe Petit, many of you know him.
And
he was Man on Wire. He is coming out with a book called Why Not?
They
this
would just
spring. And he
and
bought me a book once for my birthday because most notebooks, I don't know if any of you have experienced this, they're incorrect. They're inaccurate. So you're trying to tie this knot and it's not
would just strike
the
them.
Instructions are wrong.
Really
but Lisa said just practice over and over and it's alarming how complex it is. Take a strip of paper and turn it once and reconnect it. And it's a Möbius strip, but all of a sudden something that was two sides, four edges, et cetera, becomes one edge, one side, and I am just completely, completely reduced to essentially not knowing anything about space or how to occupy it. Well, I first started to invent action, I guess, in the 70s when I was in my 20s.
Seems to be
invisible. I'm now 63.
And I've contemplated that by myself.
I always, the first time I thought, oh, this is my idea.
Up to an
and it was a dance I made on the ground.
Phenomenological
I actually named it 7 minutes and 22 seconds, sort of being so influenced by John Cage and his piece Silence.
Time. Space.
And it was the floor was my object because I became increasingly uncomfortable with abstract motion. For instance, I'd be in someone's dance and be in a fourth position, arabesque, and the thought popped into my mind, Elizabeth, what does this mean to you? Why are you doing this move? What's its content? And I actually couldn't answer the question. So I started to make a list of moves that had a title at the top. Don't ever do this again because you don't know what it means. And I came up with so many moves, I realized I could never, ever do a technical move.
Get a notebook
and start to memorize knots. And I have a colleague, Philippe Petit, many of you know him.
And he was man on wires.
He is coming out with a book called Why Not this spring.
And he bought me a book once for my birthday because most not books, I don't know if any of you have experienced this, they're incorrect. They're inaccurate.
So you're trying to
tie
this knot and it's not the instructions are wrong. But Lisa said just practice over and over and it's alarming how complex it is. Take a strip of paper and turn it once and reconnect it. And it's a Möbius strip, but all of a sudden, something that was two sides, four edges, etc., becomes one edge, one side, and I am just completely, reduced to essentially not knowing anything about space or how to occupy it. I first started to invent action.
The assembly of motion when I was in my 20s is a true conundrum to me.
I'm now 63.
What's the order of events?
And
how do you create, which I usually do, maybe 100 or 200 drawn out,
the dance I made on the ground,
the enormous help of my performers and their physical skills and inventions. But let's say 100, 200, 300, 2 second move.
And
I think that perhaps I suspect that the content of action could be the rhythm, and that's what moves people. And that's what really asserts itself action wise, not the trails you make in space or the changes in position or the spatial orientation. Perhaps it's rhythm.
And I was asking myself,
how do you make a decision about the order of events? And how can you feel it and memorize everything you've made and put it together in an order that seems absolutely organic or real or true? And can I create a causal event, a series of events that the second move can't happen without the first, and the third can't happen without the second, et cetera, et cetera. But they happen in an unpredictable fashion so that nobody knows what the next move is going to be. Sort of my dream of a page turner, but in action, in an action sense.
And
the sense of choreography has to be, as I go forward, a reinvented notion based on what my particular elements of interest may be. It would never, ever align itself with music. And I always and still do believe music in its order and rhythm and texture is a true enemy of dance.
Completely reduced to essentially not knowing anything about space or how to occupy it. I first started to.
If I had my way, now that I guess eventually my body breaks down
of motion,
and as time goes on, my dream, my last move might be, I'm dreaming that I've used every corpuscle of my body up. I'm sort of the rite of passage for every move I've ever made. I'm a mass of scars and scarification, and that scarification is enhanced by everything increasingly that I can do. Although I don't think of it like that, I always think, well, what can I do? I could let extreme things happen to me, perhaps. Essentially, maybe my last breath, my dream would be my very last breath would be that I'd burst into dust. And then I would be for sure accurate about having used myself up at that point.
How do you?
Somebody would say, maybe it's time for you to get a knee replacement. And I'd say, no, I don't want an internal knee replacement. I want to have a complete exoskeleton of hardware on my body.
Absolutely.
And then I'd wander around with absolutely more agility than I had in my 20s. And I would be half hardware, half flesh, and just look that so unbelievably cool.
The second move can't happen without the first, and the third can't happen without the second, et cetera. Etc., but they happen in an unpredictable fashion so that nobody knows what the next move is going to be. Sort of my dream of a page turner, but in action, in an action sense.
And
the sense of choreography has to be, as I go forward, a reinvented notion based on what my particular elements of interest may be. It would never, ever align itself with music, and I always and still do believe music in its order and rhythm and texture is a true enemy of dance. Completely
reduced to essentially not knowing anything about space or how to occupy it. I first started to...
If I had my way, now that, I guess, eventually my body breaks down
of motion,
and as time goes on, my dream, my last move might be, I'm dreaming.
I've been examining that passage, alteration, change.
I'm sort of what is the right time and
for every move I've ever made.
How can you quantify it? Is it something that is part of our dimensional world?
And that scarification,
like the directionality of space? Is it
everything
a thing that we can't live without?
Although I don't think of it like that.
Philosophers like Bergson would say it's just a series of thousands of images,
perhaps.
But movement, motion, needs time
to occur,
but it's really alteration or change. It's not its own thing.
And then I would be,
you can't regret the future.
Accurate about having
used myself. Nor can you really,
how do you,
somebody would say, nor can you really have a physical causal event go backwards in time. I sometimes
want to have
imagine that
exoskeleton of
a series of audiences,
and then I wander around with
would never be able to notice
than I
had what is backwards in
half hardware, half
an action and just phrase.
So
because it's so arbitrary. I think that if an emotion is really purely true and deep and organic,
so that nobody knows
its reversal would be an alarming experience for people watching it. So I would make a list, for instance, of moves that seem impossible, such as falling up. I'm going so fast the body disappears, and knowing that to fiddle with time and not accept that it's not a thing, and to keep pursuing by speaking to physicists who really I can't talk to because I have not got the mathematical skills to have a cogent conversation with them, but the more patient physicists allow me to talk to them, such as Lisa Randall would say, there's a problem with a minus sign, and that's why I'm not able right now to define what time is. Or Brian Greene would say, I'm doing, you know, a television show on time, and it's really just a big fat boggle. I'm not going to be able to talk to you about time. And I think that when we finally conjugate what it is, perhaps actions would end up being truer events.
I first started to...
If I had my way, now that, I guess, eventually my body breaks down...
I always
thought that modern dance was something that you came into only for the sole purpose of not rearranging steps, but inventing a new way to move. I thought Isadora, Doris Humphrey, Martha, and certainly Merce, Patricia, came into the field. I don't know what they were thinking, but in my opinion, they invented a new way to move. And my dream always was that I could do that. And I guess I'll never know if I really have. But I started asking questions since I started dancing when I was 17, even though I thought I was an action specialist from age 3 to 17.
But it's really alteration or change.
I didn't even know what a plie was. And when I went into the dance chairman of SUNY Brockport and
nor can you
ask her, Rose Strasser, actually. Well, I think I'm a dancer because, one, I'm very fit and I do downhill skiing and I know how to crash and I have motorcycles. And even beyond that, I know how to pick up the newest disco dance and teach it to all my high school friends.
Never be able to know
rhythm seems to be, and she interrupted and said that none of those things have anything to do, nothing to do with modern dance.
So arbitrary. I think that if
and I was a little embarrassed. Sure, I was embarrassed, and it took me many years. I thought, I'm going to get this, I'm going to figure this out. But in the process, I wondered why they asked us to count. Like, how can I move and count? You want me to go,
so I would.
Well, I can't move and count, so I would just move and try and stay with everybody.
I
never count, or when they'd say, what count were you on? I'd say 117.
And knowing that,
and then I'd say, why are people looking in the mirror? And I think, why are they on only one base of support? Why can't they figure out how to get their feet
really
off the ground and perhaps fly? And what's so humbling is I realized, had I been more skilled or had access to things earlier, I probably wouldn't have taken dance because it seemed so silly to me.
There's a problem with a minus sign.
I might not have asked those questions. And I think what's interesting in life is
for me anyway. The questions you asked are sometimes so humiliating. You think them just to yourself because you're thinking, well, of course, everyone but you knows the answer to that, or that it's not a well-constructed question.
I'm not going to be able to talk to you about time.
But then you go ahead and you ask it anyway.
That when we finally conjugate what it is, perhaps actions would end up being truer events.
I think if I had to choose out of all of
action
elements, what I like the best now and what I think most renders a moment in physicality, theatrical physicality,
I thought
effective, it would be the application of force. And all of the adverbial issues, like the when, where, what, are critical, I think, to the conjugation of putting together an event that's physical and movement-based. But the how of it, that seems so ineffable, is for me where the key is now. How much force can a human body handle? And that's one of the reasons I use machines. Because, one, orchestras have machines, sound machines, and I think, well, someone once decided that the human voice was not sufficient to produce all of the emotional and oral effects.
And even beyond that,
so we need to add a flute or harpsichord or perhaps a drum or a piano. And in action, I think the same thing. I need to deal with pitch, and in my world, pitch would be altitude, and so I need to have a motor that'll take me up there, and I need to go faster in a way that I can't go without some outside assist. And I know that when I watch Cunningham and his system count, last December 31st last year, his last presentation at the Park Avenue Armory in New York City, I was watching him and thinking, if you decline what the moves were, you'd say, well, it's very balletic from the waist down in a certain way. You can see the moves. But it was the how of it, because he never choreographed to music. The how of it became this radical explosion of, what is that? And the how changed everything, not the what the body was doing. It was the how. And I thought, wow, what if it's true that Cunningham is post Balanchine? I might not have asked those questions. And I think what's interesting in life is, for me anyway, the questions you asked are sometimes so humiliating. You think them just to yourself because you're thinking, well, of course, everyone but you knows the answer to that, or that it's not a well-constructed question. But then you go ahead and you ask it anyway.
When we finally conjugate what it is, perhaps actions would end up being truer events.